broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
You know, we, comedians, we can get inappropriate to make people feel bad.
The crazy part about this whole thing is that the complaints
this
are
this was
done.
A schoolboy prank that was taken a little bit too hard.
She indicates that she had been rear-ended.
World famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Where truth is our bitch. And where we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. This is Radio 4 Patriots by Patriots. And we ask you to join us every night. We're not just, you know, this isn't just an exercise in one night, then the next night, then the next night, then here's the weekend. No, this is an inexorable march to the future. Welcome back to our show. Dr. Ron Tarner joins us this hour to discuss nuclear power and the disasters. And I say disasters, I should not overstate the combined disaster, I guess, of the failing nuclear power plants there, the results of this terrible earthquake, the tsunami. It's all it's a bane that the Japanese people have to somehow shoulder and fight on, and I know that they will. PhilHendryShow.com is a great place to go for our live streaming video of the show right now. We have it in HD on Phil TV. Check it out. We have a new show on Phil TV in HD debuting on Sunday. It's called Hendry on the Beach. And that will be about 30 minutes of my thoughts, feelings, and other inappropriate exclamations from the sands, the sunny sands of El Pacifico. Join us Sunday afternoon for Hendry on the Beach right there on Phil TV and HD. Now, in the story that we have right here, Japanese military helicopters dumped loads of seawater onto a stricken nuclear reactor on Thursday, trying to avoid full meltdowns. As plant operators said, they were close to finishing a new power line that could restore cooling systems and ease this terrible crisis. U.S. officials speaking in Washington, meanwhile, warned that the Fukushima Daiichi plant in northeastern Japan may be on the verge of spewing more radioactive material because water was gone from a storage pool that keeps spent nuclear fuel rods from overheating. The troubles at several of the plant's reactors were set off when last week's earthquake and tsunami knocked out power and ruined backup generators needed for their cooling systems, adding a major nuclear crisis for Japan, as of course it dealt with the twin disasters of the earthquake and the tsunami. And it's just an unbelievably difficult situation for the good people of Japan. The entire world not only stands viewing this as witnesses to history, but also the world stands ready to help the Japanese people in any way it possibly can. Joining us is Dr. Ron Tarner from the University of Denver. Dr. Tarner is also an astronomer. He's also at times a middle school teacher. As a matter of fact, Dr. Tarner, I know that you have been called on to do a little high school and middle school teaching of late. How's that doing?
Well, it's always a challenge, and I have not taught high school or middle school films since I was in school myself at university, and I was using my teaching credential to offset some of the tuition costs. It's particularly interesting with this situation, Phil, because this is an opportunity for me, and I haven't had this opportunity since, oh my goodness, it's been about 30 years, for me to speak to my students concerning the nuclear energy and the absolute danger of nuclear energy, Phil. I'm not trying to start a political engagement necessarily, but I think when you have a young people who are there and you walk into that classroom and you see them and they want knowledge and they are interested in hearing what you have to say, and you know that you have a great chance that was really taken from you by a president by the name of Ronald Reagan. When you look at the faces of those children, and
what do you mean? I don't mean to interrupt you. What do you mean that was taken from you by Ronald Reagan?
Well, let me finish my point. When you look at the faces of these kids, and you can tell them about the poison that nuclear energy really represents and the danger that it does, and there's no Ronald Reagan standing there to, you know, Phil. I know that you hold Reagan in very high esteem, but I have to say this. There's no Ronald Reagan standing there ruining your life.
How did Ronald Reagan ruin your life? This is really interesting. I got to know this. Ronald Reagan is considered one of our great presidents, if not one of the greatest, one of the top five presidents that this country has ever had. How did he ruin your life?
One of the top five. I think it's giving Ronald Reagan quite a pat on the back and quite a station in history for a president to be one of the top five, and also a man who contributed. I don't want to say that he did, but he contributed to the ruining of my life, as well as a great many others.
How did he ruin your life?
Well, I'm not saying Ronald Reagan himself, but the tone that was set by Ronald Reagan. When he was elected president, we had in this country a viable anti-nuke movement. A great many musicians were involved, I remember, Phil. If you remember those days.
Yeah, I remember the anti-nuke movement. You're talking about Jackson Brown.
Jackson Brown, Bonnie Raitt, John Hall from Orleans. A great many musicians were involved in the anti-nuke movement and the no-nuke movement. And then Ronald Reagan was elected, a conservative president who decided that the country had bigger issues and we were essentially choked off. It was as if our voices were stolen from us. And the country embarked on a 30-year program of reinvesting in the nuclear idea, if not necessarily the nuclear plants.
Well, the construction of nuclear, yeah, I was just going to say to you, the actual construction of nuclear plants is not to hear you talk, Ron, you'd think that it, like every year we were building one.
No, but the philosophy, I'm sorry, Phil, and I don't mean to sound like, Barbara Boxer, please forgive me, but I do prefer to be called Dr. Tarter, if you don't mind.
I've called you Ron, all right, Dr. Tarter, very good.
If you don't mind, I apologize.
Okay, I forgot what I was going to ask you.
Well, you were asking me about the nuclear energy, and I was...
Oh, yeah, the plants, the philosophy of nuclear energy was obviously reinvigorated, if it was ever really in trouble.
We had a chance back in the late 70s, early 80s, of destroying the nuclear concept, and Ronald Reagan came along...
Yeah, you had a chance, yeah.
And Ronald Reagan came along and ruined... Boy, I get emotional about it, you know.
Well, Ron, let me just say this. You know, I remember the No Nukes movement. I remember that. I remember the No Nukes movement as being something that, because of Three Mile Island, people decided they would jump on that bandwagon, and the country had changed. People were no longer into demonstrations, anti-this, anti-that. We wanted to start moving things forward. As you know, I'm completely pro-nuclear energy. My brother served on a nuclear submarine. Let me ask you about that. What do you think of that?
What do I think about what?
I had a member of my family who served on a nuclear submarine. A submarine, nuclear submarine.
Well, you heard of the Thresher, right?
Oh, well, I heard of the Thresher, yeah. I've heard of the Scorpion. I know that there were subs that we haven't had in this country, in the United States, we haven't had a problem like that, an incident like the Thresher or the Scorpion, in a long, long time. And I'm talking about my own brother was on a nuclear submarine in the early 60s when all that stuff was happening. I mean, that powers our sub fleet today. We ain't going to go to wind power.
Well, look, you know, Phil, if you want to put your sailors and your service people and your military people at risk, you go right ahead.
And I'm not putting anybody at risk. This is what we use as the fuel to drive a nuclear submarine fleet, the United States nuclear sub fleet. Second to none in the world, and that's where that's at. Now, today...
Well, let me tell you what we got today. What we have today is this problem in Japan, and that's what I wanted to get to. And I don't know if we have the time now, because you've sidetracked me. I really wanted to start talking about my class. And
all right, I apologize. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Go ahead.
Well, I'm going to go ahead, and then you're going to say you have a commercial break, right?
No, go ahead.
The young people in our class, in the middle school class that I'm teaching right now, this is a great opportunity for me, and I don't have the specter of Ronald Reagan hanging there, like almost like Jacob Marley.
All right, can we get off of Reagan?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to, excuse me, I don't want to hurt your feelings. Can we stop talking about Ronald Reagan?
Fine. Fine. I have the chance to tell these young people, and I did, that what is happening in Japan is the beginning of something that could be terribly serious for the entire world if we do not get our hands on it, and we do not immediately not only contain, but then roll back the mania and the badness that has taken hold of this world for building nuclear power plants. Now, what is going on in Japan is that we still have the possibility of multiple meltdowns. And I brought in pictures, Phil. I don't know if you got, but I showed you the photos I showed the class.
Yeah, you showed them pictures of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. That's got nothing to do with nuclear energy.
Yeah, oh, boy. Boy, where do I begin with you?
Yeah, no, wait a minute. What is Nagasaki? What is a mushroom cloud, Nagasaki and Hiroshima? What has that got to do with nuclear energy?
Are you kidding?
I understand that those are nuclear bombs. What has that got to do with a power plant?
That is the bottom line. That's the bottom line terror. That is the that can happen. You can have all the nuclear energy you want. Your brother on a submarine, nuclear power plant at San Onofre. You can have it at Fukushima Daiichi, but the end result is that mushroom cloud over Hiroshima. And I told the students that. And I was shocked when one of the kids got sick. I did not...
I don't blame the young person.
Is that right? Well, I also had one of them come back. A couple of the kids called in sick, and I took the phone calls. And the parents, our son, I said, you have got to begin to instill in your children something a little tougher than what I was witnessing yesterday in classroom. But I'm telling this kid, these kids about the nuclear power and the fact that they're throwing up or that they are worried that there's going to be a nuclear bomb. And this young boy, Taylor Winston, you heard about him, right?
No, I didn't hear about Taylor Winston. We're going to take a break here in a second. Who is this?
He's one of the students that argued with me.
This is the boy that you struck. I want to hear about this before we take the break. I want my audience to hear about this.
And the melodrama, Phil, you know, you could stir it up. I'm going to let the audience know what happened. I'm talking about nuclear energy and the fact that for the first time since Ronald Reagan, I'm able to talk to young people about nuclear energy without the ghoulish, you know, I didn't mean ghoulish, but I said the ghoulish specter of Ronald Reagan. And this kid, Taylor Winston, stands up and begins to argue with me.
He's arguing with you about what?
He's telling me that I'm wrong about this, wrong about that. And so I told him to come to the front of the class. I asked him if he was wearing underwear. He said, yes, he was. I said that you are going to pull those pants down to your knees. And that's when I struck him behind both thighs.
And have you been fired?
Fired from what?
From the job that you've got. Smacking a kid in front of the other students for arguing with you, the job you have at a public school.
You know, nobody yells at me.
Did he hang up? He hung up. You know what? We're going to call him back. I'm going to get him back on the line here, and I want him to answer for what he just said to me. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Dr. Ron Turner on the line, talking about teaching a class that nuclear energy is an evil, and that he's able to do that for the first time since the, quote, ghoulish specter of Ronald Reagan hung over the classroom. And he says that when one of the kids argued with him, he smacked this kid. Smacked him. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back as we continue to talk about nuclear energy and now its effects in the classroom on Ronald Reagan and, you know, on truth. Let's talk about that. The world-famous Phil Henry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline. Dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Ron Turner here on Radio 4 Patriots by Patriots, the world-famous Phil Henry Show on the propagandizing of middle school students against nuclear power by a teacher, Ron Turner, who is a veteran of the anti-nuke movement in 1980, 79, 80, 81, and decided that this was a great time to bring that back.
And I resent the use of the word propagandizing.
And I resent you hanging up on me.
I don't, Mr. Henry, let me say.
All right, but even if you were upset with me yelling.
I don't like anyone talking down to me. I think I've earned enough as a educator, as scholar, as an academician, that you don't have to talk to me like I'm a gardener or a busboy who's got a serving tray in his hand, or any of the kind of people that ordinarily we bite. But I am telling you that I went into the classroom, I brought in materials to help educate the kids as to what's going on in Japan. That's not my imagination. What's happening in Japan, I didn't make it up. Ron Tarner didn't make that up. Right now, the water in reactor number 4, according to TEPCO, they're not sure how much water they have there. And they could have a full-scale meltdown.
And of course they could have a full-scale meltdown, and they're going to have to contain that, and we're going to have to do what we can to implement whatever systems we need to make sure that these things don't happen again. Do you give up on something because we've had these problems?
Well, I'll tell you something. I don't know. How many people do you want to have die?
First of all, in this country, in the United States of America, I'm not aware of, other than in actual government experiment, government research, and so on, like the atomic bomb, I'm not aware of human beings, consumers, civilians, dying as the result of any kind of accident like this.
Well, okay, what did you call Three Mile Island?
No, I don't recall anyone dying from Three Mile Island. As a matter of fact, they were afraid it was going to be a meltdown that was contained. Chernobyl, yes. I mean, it depends on the country. It depends on how fast people want to throw these power plants up. But you brought materials into that classroom to propagandize those students, to put into their mind that nuclear energy is somehow akin to Hiroshima.
No, Mr. Hendry, that is an absolute lie.
No, a lie? Didn't you show me, you said this is some of the material that I am going to be showing these students?
I sent you the photograph of a mushroom cloud. I do not believe it was from Hiroshima.
Well, what was it? I'll take a look at it right now. It's in black and white, so it's either Hiroshima or Nagasaki.
Well, that doesn't... What do you mean it's in black and white?
Well, it's a black and white photograph taken from an aircraft. The only two here... I'm only familiar with two photographs ever taken of a mushroom cloud from the air, and I thought they were Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Well, Mr. Hendry, I'm very impressed with your erudition when it comes to historic photographs. I don't necessarily think that's the case. And
look, Dr. Tarner, excuse me, we could have this argument for a long time. You brought those mushroom clouds, those photographs, into the classroom.
Yeah, I did bring mushroom clouds in, Phil, okay?
I didn't say that you did. I corrected myself. You brought the photographs of mushroom clouds in to scare those students. Now a young man stands up in the classroom, this Winston boy, and he is assaulted.
I beg your pardon, sir. I used a ruler on the back of this kid's thighs because he stood there and took issue with very important comments I was making about Ronald Reagan. Now, he had been born then. I was a member of the anti-nuke movement in the 1980s. His mother called me and asked, had I spanked or slapped her son? I said, no. She said, had I slapped her son? I said, no. She said, had I struck her son? I said, there you might have something. I said, I hit your son on the back of his thighs when he mouthed off in front of the entire class telling me that I was all wet about Ronald Reagan.
And what did the kid say?
He said I was all wet.
Did he say you were all wet? I mean, what did he say?
He didn't say that. He said that I was wrong about Ronald Reagan, that Ronald Reagan was a great president. And he did it in front of the entire class right after I had said Ronald Reagan ruined my life. Now, understand something, Mr. Hendry.
Oh, come on.
No. You understand something. I was a member of the anti-nuke movement, and then Ronald Reagan got elected, and that was the end of the anti-nuke movement, and as such was the end of my career as an anti-nuke activist. He ruined about 10 years of my life, and I spent those 10 years doing absolutely nothing, I was living with my grandparents at the time, and I finally had to pull it together, and I got my degree. But for 10 years, Ronald Reagan had the rule of my life. So I said that to the students, and this kid stands up and says, you're wrong about Ronald Reagan. And that's when I went back there and I said, you know what? You stepped over a line with me. Get your pants down. And that's when I said, I want you to do this in front of the class because I don't want to hear anybody calling me a pervert.
Sounds to me like you got yourself in all manner of trouble, not the least of which is you are propagandizing those kids against nuclear energy. 877-876-PHIL. What do you think of a guy taking advantage of the situation in Japan to bring in pictures of Nagasaki? The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
I said, get him down.
Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Let me tell you, welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show with Dr. Ron Tarner from Denver, Colorado. He's teaching a middle school class. You brought in materials. You are there to tell the kids that nuclear energy is a poison. Ronald Reagan ruined your life. I want to address this issue of you ministering corporal punishment, if you will.
That's exactly right. I would think that a conservative like you...
A conservative like me, I want to be able to punish, in my way, my children, not you. That's number one, okay? And, you know, the fact that you were bringing up this this video of Casey Haynes that Dr. Tarner brought up...
Yeah, you have been watching that video, and you've been laughing with your friends, so... Don't talk to me about...
No, that's a boy that was bullied and bullied and bullied, and we were watching that video as that kid fought back for the first time in his life. Now, I want to get back to you smacking this kid.
I didn't smack the kid. The mother called up, and she was extremely aggressive, and she was a woman with one of these voices that I think I could... I think anybody would relate to me if I could describe this voice she had. It was a high-pitched, very sharp, extremely irritating woman who was telling me this and that and this and that. And she said, and you assaulted my son. I said, grow up. I didn't assault your son.
Is that what you said to this woman, grow up?
I said to her, yes. I said, grow up. I didn't assault your son. I said, your son backtalked me in the middle of a lecture I was giving. And then she had an issue with me pulling his pants down. I said, I didn't pull his pants down. He pulled his pants down willingly. And
not willingly. You told him to get his pants down.
I said in front of the class, there wasn't. See, she and maybe you, Mr. Henry, wants to make the case that this is how I get my fun, fooling around with little kids. No, sir.
I didn't make that case at all. I'm talking about you applying corporal punishment in an inappropriate manner, punishing a kid for having an opinion about Ronald Reagan, a guy that you said ruined your life.
That is, yes, sir, that is exactly correct. Because the anti-nuke movement was on its way to some real gains, substantial gains. The No Nukes album had come out and had very healthy sales. And then Ronald Reagan came along and ruined it.
877-876-PHIL is our number here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I've got a very big problem with bringing in teaching materials against nuclear energy, and one of them, or two of them that you showed me here, Doctor, mushroom clouds from World War II. That's the issue that I've got more than anything else. Here is Neil in Fargo, North Dakota on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Neil.
Hey, Neil. Hey, the best, sorry. I'm listening to this doctor, and all I can say is that he's a hypocrite on what he's saying. He keeps saying, I didn't hit this guy.
Oh, really? I'm a hypocrite, huh? How about a hypocrite?
You're saying, I didn't hit the kid. I just smacked him with a ruler. That's still hitting, and that's hitting...
No, his mother asked me, did you assault my son? I said, no, I did not.
Well, that's not true either.
It's assault with a weapon. That's what
that is. When is a ruler... Since when is a ruler, you know, that we measure things at, when is that a weapon?
A pencil is considered a weapon. If you stab somebody with a pencil, that's assault with a weapon. It doesn't matter
what you're telling me, it's an object
in your hand.
And what about my rights as a teacher when I'm giving a statement about perhaps something that this kid's parents don't agree with, and the kid comes in as the mouthpiece for the parents who sent him off to school that day to cause trouble, and they're nowhere around, and so he stands up and tells me Ronald Reagan was a great president. Now, I know Mr. Henry probably thinks he was, as do most of his listeners, but I have a right to my opinion.
You have a right to your opinion, and we have a right to our opinion. If I said Ronald Reagan was a great president, would you track me down and hit me?
If you were in a classroom of mine, and I was giving a statement, and then I said, are there any, well...
Okay, so there we go.
No.
There we go. You asked for opinions.
No, I did not. I asked for questions. I asked
questions
for questions.
Questions are opinions.
Huh? How do you figure questions are opinions?
Opinions.
Okay, how about this? Is it going to rain today? Is that an opinion? Is it going to rain today?
Well, then that's a question.
Then that's a question. How can that be an opinion?
Whoa. Hold on for a minute. I agree with this gentleman here.
Well, of course you do. I've never been on a program yet, Mr. Henry. Would you back me up?
You know why, Ron? Because as much as I like you, I don't agree with you on a lot of things. Now, this gentleman made a good point. If you're asking the students, and these are middle school students, are there any questions? Of course these young people are going to have opinions. They're not going to stick strictly to the guideline, the semantical definition of a question. They're going to have a lot of things going on.
Well, they may have a lot of things going on, but when I'm done with them, they won't have anything going on.
Whatever that means. Thank you very much for your call, Neil. 877-876-PHIL. The number here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-NEIL. I got to remember to start banging these lines. Excuse my French, but I've got to do it on the... There we go. Here is Colette in Louisville, Kentucky on the Phil Henry Show. Colette, go ahead.
Hi there. I would like to address a comment to this gentleman on the phone here.
Yes, ma'am.
You say you're an educator, and that's fantastic. Sure. If you're not sitting there using your position as an educator to push your own personal political agenda onto the minds of other people's children. That is not what the arena of a classroom is for, sir. That is not what that's for. You're there to educate our children.
Yes. And let me ask you, Colette. You know, we have right now in the world today no greater example of the poison, of the murderous poison of nuclear energy. And
whoa.
May I answer the lady's question, please? May I answer her question first?
Go ahead.
We have an example of the murderous, decaying, and mutilating power of...
Whoa, come on, man. What mutilating...
Okay.
How many people... You know, I'm sorry, Ron.
Wait. You know, you really don't give people a chance.
The people that have died in Japan have been from tsunami and earthquake.
Thank you, and that is exactly what I was going to say. And I did not pose a question to you, sir. All I was particularly saying here was that you are abusing your power as an educator by pushing your personal beliefs and agenda onto the minds of other people's children. There's no question here, sir. That is what you're doing.
Wait a second. I'm a scientist, okay?
Yes,
and the science is in on this. We know that global warming will eventually murder everything on this planet. And I use the word murder because we do have a chance to stop it, and we won't.
And wait a minute, what does global warming have to do with this?
Absolutely.
It's connected. Ma'am,
so what,
I just heard
so
a duck.
Here's my
what is
thing,
that, a duck?
Sir. Here's my question to you now. I have a question to you, sir. If you are so much of a scientist and an educator, are you posing both sides of nuclear energy to these children? Or are you only pushing those things that work to benefit what you believe? To make them believe what you want them to believe, or are you showing them both sides of what nuclear energy's positive effects can be, as well as the negative?
I'd be happy to answer that, but I heard a duck or something in the background of your phone call, ma'am.
No, are you trying to make fun of me, sir? No, sir,
well, no,
I don't believe you heard
make...
a duck in my phone call.
Well,
there
what
was nobody
was that, then? It was a,
in the background
it was a sound
of my
effect.
Phone call. And
well, I want to know, Mr. Henry, if the woman is trying to make fun of me.
No, there was some sound that might have happened on my line, Ron. Please answer the lady. And you know what? I'm going to just bring this up, if you don't mind, Colette.
Maybe I mind.
Well, I want to bring this up. My kids took science. They took biology from a creationist biologist, all right?
Mm-hmm.
However, and I called this guy. I said, that's real great that you're a creationist, and that's fine. I want to know that my kids are learning the science of evolution because they have to get into a UC campus. And he said to me, yes, Mr. Henry, we are teaching the kids all the science. I happen to come from a micro-evolutionary belief, which is a creationist belief. But yes, we do teach Darwin. We do teach evolution. That's a well-rounded approach.
Isn't that nice? Well, that guy, you know what? I'm not a hypocrite and a liar. I'm not going to come on like a Bible thumper and pretend like I believe in Darwin.
I believe that
there's no point in calling the man a Bible thumper.
And I think you're missing. You're missing the point of his, of what you just said to you, sir.
Ronald Reagan destroyed my life. Now, why can't I have an opportunity at some sunshine?
You absolutely do have that right, sir, by calling into radio shows and writing a paper, but you don't have the right to tell other people's children that he ruined your life because of this particular topic being the absolute horriblest, most worst, most awful thing that there is. That is not that is not the venue for you to voice your personal I don't even know the word I'm trying to think of.
It's
so
almost
angry.
Ron, it's almost like there's a it's a trauma.
First of all, I believe, and all we have to do is look at Japan to see that we could have a catastrophe of human terms that we've never seen before.
Okay, yes, we could. You're right. It could be a very, very terrible thing. We could also learn to cap it and learn to control it, and at some point use it in a safe way. Now, I mentioned nuclear subs. You think that that's baloney.
No, the nuclear subs are fine. I just told you the Scorpion and the Thresher, and you wanted to blow over that.
My own flesh and blood was on a nuclear sub, and he's fine today.
Oh, will you stop already? You know,
no, I'm not going
to
stop.
It seems to me that every time a valid point is brought to you, you cover up your of a very an educational response or an educated response with, what? Oh, please, someone's making fun of me.
You just said, with my very educationed response. That's not even a word.
Okay.
I'm sorry. And again, I apologize for
you're being a child, you know.
My honor. I've got
8 years of school. I've got 8 years of higher education. You know, I mean, got a doctorate.
And I can obviously tell by the comments that you made about gardeners and busboys that you believe that that makes you better than most people.
Exactly. Yeah, that was no
from
kidding.
The things that you've said.
Are you trying to tell me that a gardener is the same as me? You can't reasonably believe that a Puerto Rican busboy.
Just because you are 8 years of higher education, that makes you a better person and a better and more intelligent human being than somebody who chooses to garden or bus tables for a living.
Yeah.
All I'm trying to say is, reasonably, you're an intelligent woman. You tell me a Puerto Rican busboy has something in common with me?
Being a Puerto Rican busboy. Sir, you are making yourself sound more and more like an idiot. Your higher education is doing absolutely nothing for you right now but making you sound like an idiot.
Yeah, Ron, you know, we're talking about science.
I'm getting a little sick and tired of being ganged up on.
Hold on. And I want to thank the lady for her call. I'm going to move on. Thank you very much, Colette. 877-876-PHIL. Thank you very much. Ron, you have points to make, and you are an educated man, but I'm listening to you talking about busboys. Then I heard you bring on Ronald Reagan ruined your life. You got bomb pictures. Hold on, man. You can't reasonably expect that a Puerto Rican busboy is equal to me. We're talking with Dr. Ron Tarner, ladies and gentlemen. If ever there was an example of the arrogant scientist and using something that, yes, is serious, yes, is life-threatening, something that is quite a challenge to the human race. But here's an interesting point. This is a form of energy that the human race has experimented with, has sought to control for many, 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 many years, for more than a century, at least from when the point in time when Albert Einstein came up with the theory of relativity. We have sought to control this energy, and I think it's not exactly fair to say, because this is an energy that can be so devastating, we should just not fool around with it. That is not our nature as people. All right, I don't want to give a speech. We'll be back with Dr. Ron Tarner on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Right back here on Radio for Patriots by Patriots.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
How long does it take you to get into a break?
Call the Patriot Hotline now. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back. And, of course, our news hour coming up with Robert Leonard and Bud Dickman at the top of the hour. We have with us Dr. Ron Tarner from the University of Denver. As we talk about nuclear energy, the terrible events in Japan, and his teaching a middle school class in the Denver area. Now, I want to ask you this question, Doctor. How much of this problem you had with the school has to do with the fact that you are ordinarily teaching in front of college students in a lecture hall?
You know, Phil, I don't like being questioned, because I'm not really there to have people poke holes in my theories, although at the college level, you're going to have someone stand up thinking that they're smarter than you, and they're going to try and take a life's work and tear it to shreds right there in front of the students, their fellow students. That's all fine and dandy. I've been through that. But to have some kid who's 13 do it, I think my reaction was, I was shocked, and then I knew I didn't know of anything else to do than to smack him. And now you just played again that video of that Casey Haynes kid who picked that little boy up and body slammed him. And I will tell you this, had there not been anybody around, I wouldn't have body slammed this boy, but I would have been tempted. And I've watched the Casey Haynes video, I've probably watched it myself about 50 times, as a form of catharsis for me. Because when I see him body slam that kid, I'm thinking of that loud... Well, I better not.
You're thinking of the kid that asked you the question?
Yes, I am.
And body slamming him, huh?
Yes, I am, but obviously I didn't do it.
877-876-PHIL, as we talk with Dr. Ron Tarner about nuclear energy, although we've been getting into a lot of other discussions. Here is Hillary in Naples, Florida. Hillary, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
All right, thank you. I've got something to say to Dr. Turner. I mean, I'm a liberal, and, you know, as scary
Carter.
As nuclear
energy is... T-A-R-N-E-R, Tarner.
Okay, thank you, Doctor.
Okay, as scary as nuclear energy is, I mean, what is a good alternative? I just want to ask him, what is a good alternative? Clean technology.
Well, we have the proven hydroelectric,
that which necessitates oil.
Excuse me, can I answer the young lady's question without you coming in?
Go ahead.
Wow, the proven hydroelectric. We are using now wind power, as you probably know, Hillary, in a great many states and municipalities around the country.
I live in Florida, and we've got a lot of solar energy, which is it's very much frowned upon. And
well,
I'm big into alternative energy, but I've got to say, listen, I mean, I'm a liberal, and I think that there are a lot of other opinions out there, and I think as liberals, we accept those other opinions, and we don't close them off.
I want to ask you a question. Hillary, this is Phil Hendry. I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to ask you to hold on for a half a second while I do something that I should have done. I'm going to put her on hold there, and I'm going to bring Hillary up on the opposite line. Okay, Hillary, go ahead. You're a liberal, but you do believe in other opinions that you were saying. Go ahead.
Well, I do. I think as liberals, we do believe in other opinions and voicing those other opinions. And I think those opinions are what makes a democracy. And to silence those opinions is very much against the liberal view.
I've heard it all now. You're a liberal.
Yes.
And you're, wow. Hillary, listen.
Yes.
What I did to that boy in that classroom today is what essentially Ronald Reagan did to the anti-nuke movement, pulled our pants down and...
Oh, come on, will you? Grow up a little bit. Ronald Reagan didn't have anything to do with that. He was elected in 1980, but I don't recall him doing anything to your anti-nuke movement.
He didn't... What are you talking about? The entire attitude of the country changed with Reagan. And...
Well, then that's the attitude of the country. And the country was ready to move on, and they didn't want your anti-nukes, you know? And Ronald, what did you, pulled your pants down and what?
That's exactly what, in a figurative way. He yanked our pants down and said, take a look. He's not wearing underwear. Bang, bang, bang. And I'm just asking Hillary, you know, Look at what's going on in Japan. Look at that.
Wait.
Those,
wait, what is that?
You know, that's, look at what's going on in Japan.
Yes.
Every
no,
Christian,
I
every
totally
Christian soul is being
that.
Contaminated with the nuclear energy. You
yes,
know?
But we've got to have fail-safes. We've got to have fail-safes. I mean, if you look at it and you think of, you know, what happened in the Gulf just recently.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
right.
I mean, seriously, we've got to have fail-safes
right.
put in place. We've
we
got
do.
To have
put in
these safety measures. But we can
right.
do that if we just if we just put them into place.
We have to stop
it,
being.
Clean coal
yeah, we got
to
stop being.
Is going to. I mean, clean. There's no such thing as clean. Coal technology.
I
think we all know
that.
But coal is, they're going to totally use this as this major.
What's happening now, every Christian soul in Japan is.
And by the way, they're Buddhist. They're not Christian. What are you talking about, every Christian soul?
No, I didn't say anything about Christian souls.
No, he's saying every Christian soul in Japan, what?
Every Christian soul in Japan is going to be contaminated. With the radioactivity, although now you're telling me they're Buddhist, so I don't know what.
Phil Hendry.
Every Buddhist soul will be infected.